Whaling. Whaling commenced in Byron Bay in 1954. The Byron Bay Whaling Company, with its initial quota of 120 male humpback whales each year, took its first whale on the 29th of July that year. Whales migrating north during May and August from the Antarctic feeding grounds to the Coral Sea berthing and mating areas were preferred, as they had larger reserves of blubber. Whales were leaner on their return journey in September and November, having not eaten since leaving Antarctica. Taking females and calves was prohibited. After harpooning and killing the whale, the carcass was filled with air to stop it sinking and then towed back to the new jetty, where it was hauled from the water, placed on a flat-top rail wagon and carried to the processing factory. Flenzers removed the blubber, skin and meat. The skin and blubber were boiled to separate the valuable oil, about 10 tonnes per whale, and the oil was used to make margarine, explosives, cosmetics, lubricants and detergents. The meat was frozen and exported. After the oil was removed from the bones, they and other solid waste were converted to dry meal for animal feed and fertiliser. Liquid waste was pumped to sea through the blood pipe, hence the many large sharks in the bay at the time. Initially, many large whales passed close to Byron Bay. On a good day, the whalers, Byron 1 and Byron 2, would harvest 3 to 4 whales. But as the seasons passed, they spent more days at sea, sailing further away from Cape Byron to locate their prey. The whales harvested became smaller and leaner each year. In 1962, only 107 whales were captured in 144 days of hunting, yielding less than 5.9 tonne of oil each, compared to 1959, when 150 whales were captured in 56 days, averaging 9.7 tonnes of oil each. This was unsustainable economically and ecologically, and the Byron Whaling collapsed, ceased operation in October 1962 after harvesting 1,124 whales. In 1962, fewer than 50,000 humpback whales remained in the southern oceans. In 1966, the whale industry collapsed totally. The humpback population still recovering today, with an estimated 30,000 expected to pass Cape Byron in this annual migration.